لتنزل القرآن الكريم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The 27th juz of the Quran al-Karim. Various surahs that have been placed. The famous surahs that many have memorized. May Allah Tabarakala bring its meaning into our hearts. One is the surah known as Ar-Rahman. It is a surah that is in which the verse فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ has been repeated many a time. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read the surah to Sahaba radiallahu anhum. They remained quiet and amazed at the brilliance, the beauty. But they did not respond by words. It was in their heart. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said to them, I read this very surah to the jinn. But I found their response, meaning it was more louder. The jinn, when they heard the verse, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ, at which favor of Almighty Allah now are you going to deny? Meaning, are you now, which favor now will you remain blind to? In the surah, Allah Tabarakala makes indication to favors of Almighty Allah, which are in front of all. In front of all means believer and disbeliever. Not just any disbeliever, the hardest and the worst of the disbelievers. For which reason the surah starts with Ar-Rahman. Rahman is that sifat of Almighty Allah that it envelopes the believers also. It envelopes the disbelievers also. The one who fights against Almighty Allah, opposes the deen of Almighty Allah. In this world a king will regard him as a rebel. If he asks for a glass of water also, the king will not give it to him. Because the king does not have the quality of Rahman. Ar-Rahman was to indicate that the favors of Almighty Allah were spread out for all. فَبِأَيَّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ was to ask that which favor of Almighty Allah will you deny, meaning will you remain blind to. In the surah, Allah Tabarakala first mentions the favors that is spread out in the world. One is the benefit that's taken from the favor, the benefit meaning the worldly benefit, that everyone takes. The Muslim takes and the disbeliever takes. One is the spiritual benefit taken from every favor of Allah in this world. And that is the person of Iman. Through that favor he reaches Almighty Allah. That morsel of food when it comes to his mouth, where it gives physical benefit. Because he takes the name of Almighty Allah before the morsel and after the morsel, that one bite of food makes him become the friend of Almighty Allah. The clothing that he wears gives him physical benefit. In the surah, Allah Tabarakala will mention the favors of Almighty Allah on earth. But there would be some who would take the spiritual benefit of it. Meaning with that favor they would find Almighty Allah. And there would some that they would only be planting their farm in this world. They would use that favor but it would not be going anywhere to the heavens. Thereafter Almighty Allah will speak about the day of Qiyamah. And then Allah Tabarakala will describe Jahannam. On each description, Almighty Allah again will say, which favor of Almighty Allah will you then be blind to? Ulama have explained it in many ways. That for that person who is going to be burning in Jahannam, how will that verse about Jahannam be for him a favor? They have explained it. That it was the favor of Almighty Allah that in this world already, he allowed the mind, he allowed the eye to make a journey into the grave. To make a journey into the year after, to stand on the day of Qiyamah, to take a journey right into Jahannam, to get an entire description of Jahannam. So again, like how the favors of Allah in this world were spread, but some who only ate it and benefited in this world, and some used it to reach Almighty Allah, some will hear the punishments of Jahannam, the fear of the day of Qiyamah, they will hear it before it's too late. It's a favor of Almighty Allah, a gift. But some will benefit from that gift, some will not benefit. And then it will be a favor of Almighty Allah on the day of Qiyamah, that the one who is not going through difficulty, when he will see the one going through that difficulty, he will say, oh Allah, what a gift it was, Islam. It saved me from this. And then Allah Tawarukala makes mention of Jannah. In this world it was a favor for everyone, that Almighty Allah took the whole world into the pleasures of the grave, on the plains of Qiyamah, where some people will be enjoying the shade of Almighty Allah, and then into the high places of paradise. But that gift in this world, all were not going to benefit. Some were going to hear it and think it far-fetched. and some were going to hear it and desire. May Allah tabarak ta'ala make us among the group. How the jinnat then responded, that, O Allah, which favor will we ever remain blind to? O Allah, which favor of yours will we ever deny? With their tongue, how they said it. And how Sahaba radiallahu anhum, their hearts accepted it. As you will go a little through the surah, may Allah tabarak ta'ala make us among that group who responds with our tongue also. On every فَبِعَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ With our tongue, our answer will be, O Allah, which favor can we ever be blind to? Which favor of yours can we ever deny? In our Quran Kareem on the side, it will be written, فَبِعَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ Then the wording in Arabic is written, آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ I believe in Allah. لَا شَيْءَ مِن نِعْمَتِكَ رَبَّنَا نُكَذِّبْ That, O our Lord, which favor of yours can we ever remain blind to? Can we ever deny? So in English also we can say it. And say it like how Sahaba radiallahu anhu's heart responded to it. The surah starts, the favors of Almighty Allah in this world. Ar-Rahman, in His mercy how He spread it out to all. The greatest favor is Allam al-Qur'an. This is the greatest favor. Spread out to the world. Took us into the past, it took us into the future. It brought upon us the divine aid of Almighty Allah. It introduced us to things we would never have ever known. A living miracle, a speech of Almighty Allah. خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانِ How He created man. عَلَّمَهُ الْبَيَانِ How He taught him how to speak. This very speech that is taking place. The very tongue that says Alhamdulillah. In that Alhamdulillah, there has to be an Alhamdulillah. That had there not been Allah, the tongue would never have managed the word Allah on it. It would never have managed the praise of Allah. In the praise, there has to be praise. In the thanks, there has to be thanks. Ash-shamsu wal-qamaru bi-husban. The night, the sun, the moon, how they move on the system. When man needs to wake up, the sun is there. When man needs to take his rest at night, it is the moon. One is giving a bright light, one is giving a dull light. Everything sitting on its system. Wal-najmu wa-shajaru yasjudan. So if man has to look at the skies, there you will see everything inviting to Allah. Then man looks at the ground, النَّجْمُ وَالشَّجَرُ He finds the different types of plants. One is a tree standing high. One is a plant that is running on the ground. Both of them, yes, judan, in the manner that they are still, and they are fulfilling the command of Almighty Allah. Almighty Allah says, as though they are in sajda. Everywhere man moves, he looks up, he sees the sun and the moon, saying, I am moving according to the command of Allah. Then he looks on the ground and he sees all the trees and all the shrubs. All of them are saying, we are here on the command of Allah. وَالسَّمَاءَ رَفَعَهَا And then he looks at the mighty sky, how it is staying in place. He cannot see any pillar holding it up. Every day the sky announces, every minute it announces, I am only being held up because it's the command of Almighty Allah. In this manner Allah Tabarak Tala describes so many favors of His, but this itself was sufficient. Meaning Quran, what a favor. And then man, the ability to talk, He looks up, he sees the sun and the moon. He looks down, he sees the shrubs and the trees. He looks at the mighty sky. Allah Ta'ala then says, he looks at the fruits that come in front of him. وَالْحَبُّ ذُ الْعَصْرِ He goes deeper and deeper, he looks at the seed. Even on that seed he will find ذُ الْعَصْرِ وَالْرَيْحَانِ وَالنَّخْلُ ذَاتُ الْأَكْمَامِ Almighty Allah says that the fruits and the seeds Everything that he finds, he'll find there's a cover around it also. What we call package. When something is valuable in the world, then they make sure they put a package on it so it doesn't get scratched. But there is no value of the thing. No one's going to bother of packaging. Allah Ta'ala says, but look at what Allah sent for you. You will find on your fruits there's a package that comes with it. There's a covering. You bring it in your hand. First you remove that covering. Forget the fruit. Even that small seed you will see it has its covering. Every covering as you're removing it, that covering like how normally in the world a covering got a sign, it got the stamp, it got the mark from the manufacturer. They put the name on the covering because you're not going to eat it, but you will definitely see it. Every covering that comes surrounding every fruit, Allah Ta'ala's name is on that covering. Man has to see it before removing it, that my servant, I sent it to you, protected so well. But when you're removing that covering, can you see Allah in that covering? In everything man can see Almighty Allah. Allah give us an eye. Allah Tabarak Tala says, رَبُّ الْمَشْرِقَيْنِ وَرَبُّ الْمَغْرِبَيْنِ فَبِأَيِّ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ Rub of the east, of the two east, of the two west, meaning the sun rises at different spots, it sets at different spots, as it moves from spot A to spot B, from one part of the east to one part of the west, whichever part that the sun passes on, which enjoys the strength, the power, the rays, the heat of the sun, then all the shrubs grow, animals come out, they are eating, that grass is there for the animals, that meat is there for man, as that sun is moving across that entire place, giving out its light, that sun is making a loud dawah, that Allah Tabarakala is the one looking after everything upon which my rays are falling. Marajal Bahraini Al Taqiyan, on the land you will see Allah. And if he's in the waters, he's moving in the ships, Allah Tabarakala says, then let him look, he will find water itself responds to no one's command. But the command of Almighty Allah, two waters will meet. It's the river and the ocean. It is sometimes two oceans also. Maraj al-Bahraini, but they got different qualities. One has a more colder quality, one is more warmer. One is an ocean which got a different taste, one is the river that got a different taste. When the two waters meet, and they meet many places in the world, بَيْنَهُمَا barzakh. And between the two of them there's a barrier. The water from one side will not go into the other side. That water loudly is saying, the only thing I cannot go one into the other is because my Allah has not allowed me. وَلَهُ الْجَوَارِ الْمُنْشَآتُ فِي الْبَحْرِ كَالْأَعْلَامِ And then in the waters, on the waters, you will see mighty ships. They are like mountains themselves. Or the waves of the ocean are like mountains. Whatever it is, as that ship is moving, or as those waves are coming higher and higher, both of it is announcing, the ship is announcing that nothing is preventing me from sinking. How the water announced, nothing stops me from going into the other water except the command of Allah. The ship says, nothing prevents me from sinking except the command of Almighty Allah. فَبِأَيِّ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ But then, كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا أَفَانِ A day is going to come that all of these favors of Almighty Allah are going to come to an end. The one who used it to reach his hereafter, he will find that really it was a favor. The one who will not. سَنَفْرُهُ لَكُمْ أَيُّهَا الثَّقَلَانِ O man, now we will become fariq, now we will become free for you. Amazing this verse is, Almighty Allah says, now we will become free. Ulama explained that Almighty Allah's relationship with man is always a personal relationship. Allah Tabarakala is more closer than every person, more than his own self also. But in this world, man does not see Almighty Allah. In this world, it is through a veil. In this world, Almighty Allah's favors, Almighty Allah's presence comes to man. It comes through the asbab that Allah created around man. Some see Allah in it, Allah make us amongst the group. Some do not see Allah. But on the day of Qiyamah, it will be direct. Man will see the presence of Almighty Allah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, every one of you, he will speak to his Allah. لَيْسَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَهُ تَرْجُمَانِ There will be no translator even in between. Everyone, سَنَفْرُهُ لَكُمْ O man, soon we are going to become فَارِغ for you. Meaning the personal relationship, you yourself will realize it. On that day, if man has a good relationship with Almighty Allah, how he will enjoy that relationship. His meeting with Almighty Allah from the beginning and thereafter in Jannah forever will be a most enjoyable meeting. And if the relationship is not good, it will be an extremely difficult. Allah Tabarakala make it that he makes us stand on the day of Qiyamah as forgiven servants of his, as beloved servants of Almighty Allah. Almighty Allah then speaks about فَإِذَا اشْتَقَّتِ السَّمَاءِ فَكَانَتْ وَرْدَةً كَالدِّهَانِ Remember the day when the sky will split. It will become red, like that oil which is burning. It gives a certain color. Everyone who will look up, for some people, fear will get, cover their faces. They will understand what's going to happen. For others, because they prepared for that day before, Allah Tabarakala will keep them in a condition of comfort. فَيَوْمَئِذِ اللَّهِ يُسْأَلُ عَنْ ذَنْبِهِ إِنْسُ وَلَا جَانِ On that day, no man and jinn will have to be questioned. Did you do the sin? In the meaning of what? That there will be no need for questioning. When questioning will take place, it will not to find out what's the truth. The truth will already be known. Questioning will take place later on to show the man, you did this. There will be no need for a police officer on that day to be going around looking for the criminal. Rather, يُعْرَفُ الْمُجْرِمُونَ بِسِيمَاهُمْ The criminal on that day will already be known. There will be signs on him. فَيُؤْخَذُ بِالنَّوَاصِي وَالْأَقْدَامِ They will grab him by the hair of his forehead. وَالْأَقْدَامِ Some will be grabbed by the feet and pulled. فَبِأَيِّ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ O man and jinn, what favor of Almighty Allah will you then be blind to? Will you not realize? On that day when the believers will see a disbeliever being pulled, may Allah save us all. On that day he will definitely say, Allah, I understood the favor. But in this world already understand that Allah Tabarak Ta'ala already took us onto the plains of Qiyamah. And thereafter Allah Tabarak Ta'ala takes man into paradise. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala introduces man to the different levels. وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ For the one who fears standing in front of Almighty Allah. In this world he fears it. In the year after he will find the result. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says it will start with two. Normally you would have expected one. The reward of one is one. By Almighty Allah, the reward of one is always two. One will be said that if man, you think your actions gave you a paradise, here's your garden. But here's a second garden. Man will ask, and what's the second garden? Then he will understand. Even the first garden, even the second, both was not because of any action of man. Everything is the favor of Almighty Allah. Allah's kindness will be that for one, the reward will always be double. And then it will just start multiplying after that. For the one who fears standing in front of Almighty Allah, it will start with double. Jannatan, there will be two gardens. فَبِأَيَّ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ ذَوَاتَ أَفْنَانِ How full their trees will be. How much, how green it will be. How lush it will be. فَبِأَيَّ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ فِيهِمَا عَيْنَانِ تَجْرِيَانِ And then the two rivers will be flowing. The springs will be flowing, the cleanest of water, the freshest of water, everything will be alive in Jannah. فَبِأَيَّ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ فِيهِمَا مِنْ كُلِّ فَاكِهَةٍ زَوْجَانِ From every fruit which is taken for enjoyment, he will find different types, there will be a double. فَبِأَيَّ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ He will not be alone in his paradise. Allah Ta'ala will ensure this person never gets bored. This person is never looking for company. Company will always find him. مُتَّكِئِينَ عَلَىٰ فُرُشْ بَطَائِنُهَا مِنْ إِسْتَبْرَقْ وَجَنَى الْجَنَّتَيْنِ دَانِ He will not have to go look for the fruits of Jannah. The fruits of Jannah will come to find him. He will be relaxing on his sofa. The best of sofas. The inner part of the sofa will be of the finest material. Forget the outside part of the sofa. Everything will be comfort. As he is resting there, جَنَى الْجَنَّتَيْنِ The fruits of those gardens, they will come towards him. Dan. At sometimes he might be in one part of his Jannah, and he might desire the fruit of a certain tree in a very far part of his paradise. In Jannah, everything comes according to man's request. That tree, the branch of that tree, will lengthen itself. It will bring itself right to him. The fruit will not be brought. The fruit will not be brought. Rather, the branch will come to him. So that he will be able to get the fruit directly from the branch. فَبِأَيَّ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ فِيهِنَّ قَاصِرَاتُ الطَّرْفِ لَمْ يَطْمِثْهُنَّ إِنْسٌ قَبْلَهُمْ وَلَا جَانِ Ulama have explained, in Jannah Allah Tabarukala will reward man. It will be a surat of the action of man. Allah Tabarukala will reward man with such woman in Jannah whose gaze will be kept low. It will be the highest sign of modesty. But that gaze being kept low is a misal, it's a surat of an action that man would do in this world, which is he would keep his gaze low in this world. In Jannah, the reward of it will be on the surat of man, of the action of man in this world, the one who kept his gaze down. Every time when he has to look down, Allah Tabarakala has promised him, you drop your gaze and I will give you tomorrow a woman whose gaze will be dropped. That gaze dropped of that girl was an indication that every time man had to drop his gaze in this world, Allah Tabarakala was aware of that dropping. And for everyone, Allah Tabarakala is preparing for him a different gift. فَبِفِيهِنَّ قَاصِرَاتُ طَرْفِ In that world there will be those beautiful women whose gazes will be kept down. لَمْ يَتْمِثْهُنَّ إِنْسٌ قَبْلَهُمْ وَلَا جَانٌ No man has ever touched them. No jinn has ever touched them. No one has interfered with them. The reward will be according to the action. In this world, if man did not allow his chastity, his modesty to be affected, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala has kept for him that which will not be affected. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ كَأَنَّهُنَّ الْيَاقُوتُ وَالْمَرْجَانِ They will be like pearls. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ هَلْ جَزَاءُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْإِحْسَانِ Allah Tabarak Tala says, you tried, you made an effort, you did a good job. Why? What should the reward then be except that we will also do good? Ulama have mentioned, Allah Tabarak Tala in His kindness, He doesn't look at the quality of our action, but he looks at the effort to get that action. As mentioned in a hadith, a man who builds a house for Almighty Allah, Allah will build a house samala for him in Jannah. Ulama have written that if that word samala had to mean how you built a house, how big we could have built a house for Allah. Even this masjid which we regard as big, in Jannah this is regarded as very small. We used material in this world which in Jannah will be regarded as inferior and dirty. If that word samala had to mean how you build this house, Allah will build, then indeed what we will get in Jannah will never be the greatest. They explain that samala means how you exerted yourself in trying to put something up. So to say, Almighty Allah shall exert Himself to reward you also. That so to say Allah will exert was mubalagha, was to show what level Allah Tabarakala will go to ensure that His servant. Ihsan means to make an effort that something is done well. هَلْ جَزَاءُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْإِحْسَانِ Man tried to do something well. We understand all our well is such that it needs tawbah and istighfar after it. We try in the beginning to get it good, but we spoil it right through. Allah Tabarak Tala's ihsan, however, when Almighty Allah wants something to be well, on that girl who will be in Jannah, on that fruit that will be in Jannah, on the brick that will be in Jannah, man will look at it 1,000 times, He will look for even one fault, one scratch, one mark. It will be Jannah. There will not be a single flaw. هَلْ جَزَاءُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْإِحْسَانِ Man try to do a good job in this world. Almighty Allah says, should Allah then not do a good job in the year after? هَلْ جَزَاءُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْإِحْسَانِ Then Allah Tabarakala mentions that there will be lower places in Jannah also. In Jannah, even the low is high. But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us, and we thank Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for this. Had we been left to our own mind, we would never have felt brave enough, bold enough, to ask Almighty Allah for the highest of highest, because we know our actions are the lowest of lowest. But Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, look at the kindness of Allah, and when you ask for the highest. In the next surah, Suratul Waqiyah, which is also a surah that many know, Allah Tabarakala again speaks about إِذَا وَقَعَتِ الْوَاقِيَةِ The day that the farm of this world will either show whether it reached the year after or it never reached the year after. On the day when the event will occur, إِذَا وَقَعَتِ الْوَاقِعَةِ لَيْسَ لِوَقَعَتِهَا كَاذِبَةً On that day, there will be no thing to prevent it occurring. There will be no one to say it must not occur. خَافِدَةٌ رَافِعَةٌ It will be a day that which was very high in this world will be shown that actually it's very low. And that which the people in this world saw very low, that will stand very high. Pride in this world will bring a person humble on that day. Humbleness in this world will make a person a king on that day. إِذَا رُجَّتِ الْأَرُضُ رَجَّةِ It will start with the shaykh. Allah Tabarak Tala then again speaks about وَكُنْتُمْ أَزْوَاجًا ثَلَاثًا The different groups, like how was mentioned in Surah Rahman, that in Jannah there will be two groups, the very high and then groups lower than that there. And then there will be the poor people of Jahannam. وَكُنْتُمْ أَزْوَاجًا ثَلَاثًا You will be in three groups. فَأَصْحَابُ الْمَيْمَنَةِ مَا أَصْحَابُ الْمَيْمَنَةِ There will be people on the right. And then وَأَصْحَابُ الْمَشْأَمَةِ مَا أَصْحَابُ الْمَشْأَمَةِ And then there will be people who will have a very evil fortune. There will be people on the left. وَالسَّابِقُونَ السَّابِقُونَ أُولَٰئِكَ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ And then there will be that most unique group who are ahead in everything, they will be the closest to Almighty Allah. Allah Tabarak Tala make us all of that group. Discussing all the pleasures of Jannah, Allah Tabarak Tala then discusses that man as he goes into Jahannam, how he will see it. When Allah Tabarak Tala speaks of Jannah, he speaks of the fruits of Jannah, and how each fruit will be so unique, how everything will be brought to man. وَطَلْحٍ مَنْدُودٍ وَظِلٍ مَمْدُودٍ The shade, the shadow, how it will follow man. Wherever he goes, he will be under the shade. The sun will never burn him. وَمَاءٍ مَسْكُوبٍ Water, how it will be so easily available for him. Poured out in the best of manners. The best of fruits. kathira, lot of fruit. La maqtu'a wa la mamnu'a. Never ever will it be cut off. Never ever will it be stopped from a certain person. Wa furushim marfu'a. The best of places to recline. Inna ansha'nahunna insha'a. Faj'alnahunna abkara. Uruban atraban li ashab al-yamin. And then Allah Ta'ala says, companions for men. We created those companions. Meaning in the most unique manner they will be created. We have made them virgins for men. Every time man will find them, he will find them again to be brand new. Uruban atraba, according to the mizaj of that man, according to his temperament. Exactly like how a person in this world will say, I want my tea in a certain manner. He will not drink the tea unless it's made according to that. But in this world, man can never say, I want my wife according to my manner. In this world, how she is, you'll have to accept her how she is. In that world, Allah Ta'ala will make everyone's spouse, everyone's companion, exactly according to the nature of the man. There will be no argument, there will be no fight. It will only be salam, salam. And then Allah Ta'ala speaks. And on the other side, there is something called Jahannam. There are something called people burning also. One will be enjoying to the highest level. One will be punished to the highest. لَآكِلُونَ مِنْ شَجَرٍ مِنْ زَقُومٍ. They will also be eating fruits. But the fruits that they will be eating from a tree that will be filled with thorns. فَمَالِئُونَ مِنْهَا الْبُطُونَ فَشَارِبُونَ عَلَيْهِ مِنَ الْحَمِيمِ. That the fruit which will be extremely painful will be pushed into their stomach. Something that has thorns, as it will poke on the stomach, it will make holes in the stomach. Then that man will need something to take away that pain. He will say, I need something to put down. Normally you ask for water. Allah Tabarakal will bring boiling water for the person. فَشَارِبُونَ شُرْبَ الْهِيمِ. هَذَا نُزُلُهُمْ يَوْمَ الدِّينِ. On the day of Qiyamah, this is what you have acquired for yourself. This is what you have ordered. Allah Tabarakal save us all. At the end of Surah Al-Waqi'ah, Allah Tabarakal then mentions, indicates that every one of us in this world already we see Qiyamah. The Surah started, إِذَا وَقَعَتِ الْوَاقِعَةِ. When the event on that day will start, there will be no one to stop it. There will be no one to say it's not happening. In this world, every one of us sees Qiyamah. The dying man sees Qiyamah. The people around him see Qiyamah. How in this world they cannot stop a man dying. No one will be able to stop that day happening. Allah Tabarak Tala says, فَلَوْلَا إِذَا بَلَغَتِ الْحُلْقُومِ. Why is it not that when the soul reaches the throat, وَأَنْتُمْ حِينَ إِذٍ تَنْزُرُونَ. How many family members are around? How they love that individual? How many times a person will say, Allah, I'll give my life, do not take the life of my child. So much is being said, but nothing happens. وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْكُمْ وَلَا كِلَّا تُبْصِرُونَ. We are more closer to you, but you cannot see. Meaning no one can save that soul. That soul is in the command of Almighty Allah. That soul is not listening to the wife, it's not listening to the father, it's not listening to the beloved son. Everyone are saying, don't go, don't go. But that soul is in the qabza of Almighty Allah. Closer to it, Allah Ta'ala says, we are. The only thing is you cannot see. فَلَوْلَا إِن كُنْتُمْ غَيْرَ مَدِينِينَ. O man, if you really think the day of Qiyamah will not take place, you will be able to prevent it. You will be able to stop it. Then forget the day of Qiyamah. Stop something right now. While you still have some sort of power, تَرْجِعُونَهَا إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Stop that soul going away. You don't want it to go away. You're crying, you're begging. You got the best of doctors, but no one. It is just a cry. How in this world it's nothing but a cry you can do. On that day also man will not manage except a cry. فَأَمَّا إِن كَانَ مِنَ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ فَرَوْحُ وَرَيْحَانُ وَجَنَّةُ نَعِيمٌ. On that day, if man was from amongst the selected servants of Almighty Allah, known as السابقون, السابقون, that group that went forward, may Allah make us all from that group. فَرَوْحُ وَرَيْحَانُ. Then they will get the best of the aid and the pleasures of Almighty Allah. وَجَنَّةُ نَعِيمٌ. وَأَمَّا إِن كَانَ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ الْيَمِينِ. And if they have not reached so far, the mercy of Almighty Allah is, for Jannah He put already two paths. That if you have not reached so far also, then still don't worry. As long as you get to the right hand side, you are still amongst the selected of Allah. فَسَلَامٌ لَكَ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ الْيَمِينِ. O people of the right, you will also find the best of peace and ease. You will find your every desire fulfilled. وَأَمَّا إِن كَانَ مِنَ الْمُكَذِّبِينَ الضَّالِينَ. However, if one, he was a person who denied, that minal mukazzibin was the exact word mentioned in Surah Rahman, فَبِأَيِّ آلَىٰ إِرَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ, that, O man and jinn, which sign of Allah will you now deny, will you remain blind to? أَمَّا إِن كَانَ مِنَ الْمُكَذِّبِينَ, if you were amongst those who denied, who remained blind to the favors of Allah, الضَّالِينَ, and you strayed, فَنُزُلٌ مِّنْ حَمِيمٍ, then normally when you enter any resort, any place, then how in this world the people will come with a glass, there is some juice for you, Allah Tabarakullah has given them the juice of this world, but in the year after there will be no juice. فَنُزُلٌ مِّنْ حَمِيمٍ, it will be boiling water that will be served on the first meeting. وَتَصْلِيَةُ جَحِيمٍ, the boiling water itself will create a jahannam on the body of the individual. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam described it. Man will sense the heat of that glass. He will want to pull away. He will be forced to drink it. The glass itself will be so hot. As the glass will touch his lip, it will create a swell. The lip will swell right till the belly. And then that boiling water will be placed in his mouth with the pus and the filth and dirt. It will cause every part of his body to go into like a meltdown. It will start coming, pouring out of the body. The entire body will melt. The angel will say to it, stand. It will stand again. It will now say, now go, وَتَصْلِيَةُ جَحِيمٍ, now enter into Jahannam. This is just the beginning. إِنَّ هَذَا لَهُوَ الْحَقُّ الْيَقِينِ, indeed, this is a truth which cannot be denied. فَسَبِّحْ بِسْمِ رَبِّكَ الْعَظِيمِ, so after understanding all of that, man should now start seeing the favors of Almighty Allah. And the manner to see the favors of Almighty Allah and to enjoy the favors of Almighty Allah is this wording, فَسَبِّحْ بِسْمِ رَبِّكَ الْعَظِيمِ, let that great name of Almighty Allah now come on the tongue of every individual. Every favor of Allah we see around us, yet use that favor to grant us a spiritual benefit. But every favor, we must create our place in the year after. This farm is meant to farm for the year after. May Allah Tabarak Tala make us all amongst the Muqarrabeen. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillah.